Last Sunday, I shared 10 benefits of reading God's Word on a regular basis. So the importance of reading your Bible every day. Why should I read the Bible? I gave you 10 reasons. Well, this morning I'm going to share a companion message, a follow-up message, and it's why I preach the Bible. Why we should read the Bible, now why I preach the Bible. Very similar as last week, but I want to reinforce the truth that we need the Bible. You just can't live without it. It is soul food. It is what we need to survive. We need to read it daily. We need to hear it taught regularly. Faith comes by hearing the words of Christ. God will use His Word to transform our lives. So last Sunday, 10 reasons to read the Bible. This Sunday, 10 reasons I preach the Bible. Now, if someone says, what church do you go to? It's Twin Peaks Community Church. But what I tell people, I say it's a Bible church. I call it a community Bible church. I want to get that word Bible in there so people know that we're drawing our inspiration and our life from the Bible. As we begin a new year, we often hear top 10 lists. For instance, top 10 songs of the year. They count them down from the 100th all the way up to number one. So you get the top 10. Or top 10 movies of the year. Top 10 events of the year. Top 10 disasters of the year. That's a good one for this year. And top 10 scandals or top 10 celebrities. David Letterman became famous for his humorous top 10 lists. Well, today, that's what I'm going to share with you. I'm going to share a top 10 list, top 10 reasons I preach the Bible. I'm always amazed when someone says to me, it's so refreshing to hear the Bible being taught in your church. I'm thinking, what are they hearing when they go to church? If they're not hearing the Bible, what is it? If preachers aren't preaching the Bible, are they preaching man's ideas? Are they preaching philosophy? Self-improvement, commenting on the news. I'm not sure what they're doing, but that's not what we're called to do as pastors. We're called to read God's Word. We don't need man's ideas or man's words. What we need is God's ideas and God's words. That's the firm foundation upon which we build our life. God didn't call me to be a comedian, to tell you jokes and funny stories. What a relief, because I'm not very... I'm not funny. That's not my gig. Some people can take the ordinary things and make them funny. But that's not what a pastor's job is to do, not to be a comedian. And God didn't call me to be an entertainer, to pull on your heartstrings with drama and music. What a relief for that, because I'm not that creative or musical. And God didn't call me to be a news anchor. I'm not called to be a news anchor. To comment on world events. And that is a relief, too, because I don't like watching the news. You know, I have a tendency to get discouraged watching the news. And so I don't really want to comment on news, on world events. What God did call me to do is to be a pastor. And the word pastor means shepherd. Jesus calls me to feed his sheep. That's what he said to Peter over and over, feed my sheep. And that's something I can do and something I love to do. So let's get right to it. Here's my top 10 reasons for preaching the Bible. If you want to fill in the sentences, complete the sentences, they're on the back. We're going to start at number 10. Now, these aren't really in any order except number one. It really is my number one. So all these are important. So let's not argue about the order. I'll share them in reverse order, number 10 all the way to my top 10, top one. Number 10, I preach the Bible because... it is the Word of God. It is the Word of God. It's not just ancient words. It's not just some old book. It's God's Word. You know, we communicate through words. And God communicates to us through His Word. That's the most common title given to the Bible, is the Word of God. The Bible is God's words, God's communication to us. Without it, we're lost. We don't need more words of man or ideas of man or thoughts of man or philosophies of man. That's building your foundation on sand. It shifts all the time. The solid rock is Jesus Christ and his word. We need God's word because it's what transforms our lives. How many of you read the newspaper? Do we still have newspapers? Not too many. Newspapers are kind of gone. How many get your news from the internet? Internet? Television? Magazines? Yeah. We have all this source of information coming in. There's nothing wrong with being informed, but remember, these are the thoughts and words of man. And we need to balance out the thoughts and words of man with the thoughts and words of God. We should probably make it an effort, if you watch the news an hour, we should read the Bible an hour. And I know that may be unrealistic, but we need, I'm trying to stress the fact that we need God's perspective, not man's perspective. We need God's words, God's ideas. Have you ever heard the quote, Livingston, I presume? Do you know that story? Let me tell you that story. David Livingston was a Scottish missionary who traveled into the uncharted Africa in the 1800s, before there were maps and before there was anybody knew what it was. He was looking for the mouth of the Nile River. And he went for what people thought was going to be a couple of years, but he just kind of vanished, was gone years and years. So another man named Henry Stanley, he was a journalist who went to Africa in 1871 to try to find Livingston, to see if he's still alive. So he's tracking him. Now here's the important thing I want to bring out. Stanley began his trek with 73 books. 73 books. He had people helping carry his gear and his books. Along the way, this load became too heavy. So he began tossing out books. About 300 miles into his journey, he began saying, well, I don't really need this book, and leave it along the trail. And unneeded supplies too, not just books, to lighten his load for his helpers. Finally, he only had one book left. You know what that book was? It was the Bible. And it tells us, we read that he read the Bible through three times during those years on his journey. He just kept reading the Bible, and he got stronger as he went, and finally came to a village where he saw a weak, sickly man. And it was Livingston, so he walked up and said, Livingston, I presume? So he finally found him. He was successful. Is it time for us to throw away a few of our books? Put them away? Maybe they're less important, or maybe they're detrimental to our reading. Maybe we're looking at things we shouldn't be looking at, and turn our eyes a little bit more to God's Word. It is the most important book, after all. So we don't need man's books, we need God's book. Listen to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. No prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. This book that we have is God's word. It's God's words to us. Men were moved by the Holy Spirit. So what you have in your hand is a Bible. It's not just a book collected stories. It's God's word to you. And we need God's word. So as I said, number 10 reason as I preach the Bible is because it's God's word. God's word, not man's word. Number 9, I preach the Bible because it has the answers to man's needs. It, and it alone, has the answers to man's needs. Man does not have answers. Man's got questions. God alone has the answers and to man's questions and man's needs. During Christ's ministry, as you recall, it got very large. And then Jesus started teaching hard truths. And his message became more difficult to follow. And so people started leaving him until he had just a handful left. And in John 67 and 68, Jesus asked the disciples a question. Let's take a look at that. So Jesus said to the 12, you do not want to go away also, do you? Are you going to leave me too? Are you going to abandon me, my chosen 12? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Who else can we go to? Magazines, internet, friends, mom, dad, all those people don't have the answers. God has the answers. You alone have the words of eternal life. Who do you go for answers? To your friends? To your doctors? Counselors? Psychiatrists? If you want man's answers, that's where you go. If you want God's answers, you go to his word. Only God can give true answers to man's needs. And these answers are found in this book, the Bible. Christ alone can meet your needs. Christ alone can forgive your sins. Christ alone can remove your guilt. Christ alone can offer help, hope for the future. Let's continue with our top 10 list. Number 8. The 8th reason I preach the Bible is because it has lasting influence. It has lasting influence. Some books have an immediate influence or an impact. They become bestsellers because there's a buzz about the book. But no book has influenced the world, impacted mankind, like the Bible. Did you know that the Bible is the best-selling book of all time? And it's on the bestsellers list every year, year in, year out. More Bibles are being sold than most every other book. The Bible was the first book printed on a printing press. Gutenberg printed the Bible in 1450. And by the way, there's still a few copies in existence. A Gutenberg Bible is probably worth a fortune. But the first book printed on a printing press was the Bible. The Bible has been translated into languages, more languages than any other book. At this point, more than 1,500 different languages it's been translated into. People have devoted their entire lives to translating, printing, and publishing the Bible, making it readily available for the world to read. Why is that? Because it has influence. It changes lives. Sadly, many Christians do not read the Bible. Sadly, some pastors don't preach the Bible. Are you reading God's Word? Are you getting that ancient words into your heart, into your soul? Listen to Isaiah 40, verse 8. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of God stands how long? Forever. Forever. You know, if you want to do something worthwhile, read God's word because it is eternal. It'll feed you and strengthen you. Isaiah 55, 10 and 11 says, As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth, so will my word be, which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire. That's the eternal book. Don't spend your time wasting your time on magazines and internet and TV. Find time to get God's word into your life. Go to the churches where God's word is preached and taught, and become a student of God's word. Another reason I preach the Bible, number 7, is I preach the Bible because it is the truth. It is the truth. I know there's some overlap in some of these, but listen now. We live in a day with no truth, no absolutes, no standards. Everything is like, well, what if it's true for you, but it's not true for me? Truth is truth. We need a standard. We need a measuring stick. And that standard is God's word. It is truth. Truth. Psalm 119, verse 160. The sum of your word is truth. There you go. Sum up God's word. It is the truth. And Jesus said it this way. Sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. So Jesus, when he's praying for his disciples, praying for you and for me, he says, God, set them aside, sanctify them in truth. Don't let them be deceived. Your word is truth. Only God's word gives us absolute truth. And God does not lie. Whatever he writes is truth. The Bible is the only reliable source of truth for mankind. Now I'm going to share a few quotes here. I had to limit it because of time, but I'm going to share quotes from 5 of America's greatest leaders, just their comments on the Bible. Let's start with George Washington. He's our first president, as you know. Here's what he said. It is impossible to rightly govern without God and the Bible. So our nation was founded with men like this who believed in God and the Bible. Abraham Lincoln, our 16th president, said, "I believe the Bible is the best gift God has ever given to man. All the good from the Savior of the world is communicated to us through this book." Woodrow Wilson, our 28th president, said this. He said, "I ask every man and every woman in this audience that from now, from this day on, that they will realize that part of the destiny of America lies in their daily perusal of this great book." Herbert Hoover, our 31st president, said, "The whole of inspiration of our civilization springs from the teachings of Christ. To read the Bible for these fundamentals is a necessity for the American life." Ronald Reagan said, "Within the covers of this, of the Bible are the answers to all the problems men face." God's word is truth. That's why I preach the Bible, because it is the truth that we build our life and our nation upon. Number 6 of my top 10 list, I preach the Bible because it convicts of sin. It convicts of sin. My words don't convict you. My words only nag you. It's only the Holy Spirit that can convict. Only God's word that can penetrate. Do you remember what happened when Peter preached that first sermon on Pentecost in Acts chapter 2? We read, "Now they heard this, and they were pierced to the heart." That's the power of God's word. It penetrates. It convicts of sin. Let's read Hebrews 4:12. Why did God's word penetrate? This tells us. This answers the questions. "The word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing," there's that same word, pierced to the heart, "piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and the intents of the heart," intentions of the heart. God's word gets into a heart and awakens it to its sin, convicts it, pierces it, shows us our motives. So that's why I preach God's word. I cannot get through to your heart with music or comedy or drama. I cannot convict of sin, but God's word can. So I preach God's word because it convicts of sin. Number 5 of my top 10, I preach the Bible because it brings salvation. It alone brings salvation. Not only does God's word convict us, but it transforms us, awakens us. Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." The gospel is the power of God, not our arguments, not our apologetics, not our little cute sayings or songs. It's God's word that awakens and convicts and brings salvation. People will not get saved with me telling jokes. People are not going to get saved with me telling stories about my family and amusing things that happen. People only get saved if I preach the gospel. So you will get the gospel if you come to this church. On any given Sunday, we assume most people here are believers. Today we have 85 people here. But there could be 5 of you who don't know the Lord. And I preach to the 85, but I also include something for the 5 to say, you must be born again. You must choose Christ. The gospel is the power of God to bring salvation. So let me encourage you, if you've not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, do it. God can transform you. Do you see the order? God's word convicts of sin, saves the lost, and builds faith. That's number 4. My 4th reason is, I preach the Bible because it builds faith. We saw this verse last week. Romans 10:17 says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ." Faith comes from hearing the words of Christ. You want to grow in faith? You got to hear. Hear the Bible taught. Hear the Bible explained. Okay, we're all the way up to number 3. I preach the Bible because it imparts wisdom. Don't we need wisdom in the complex world we live in? I mean, we're every day making choices and decisions. We need wisdom. Remember James 1 says, if you pray and ask for wisdom, God will give you wisdom if you ask for it. But also you get wisdom by reading God's word. How do I know that? Because what I read is Psalm 19, verses 7 and 8. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. That's me. That's you. We are not brilliant. We are simple people. And we read God's testimony, God's word. It'll make wise the simple. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes and giving us discernment so we can choose right from wrong. Do you need wisdom? I think you do. I do. Do you need enlightenment? Do you need discernment? Then let's spend time in God's word. Number two of my top 10, I preach the Bible because it produces spiritual maturity. It, the Bible, produces spiritual maturity. God's word produces conviction, salvation, faith, wisdom, and maturity. We read in 1 Peter 2:2, like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow in respect of salvation. Respect to salvation. We need God's word. We need to feed on the sincere milk of the word. Later it talks about the meat of the word. We need to be in God's word, and we need to be in a church that's teaching God's word so you can grow. You don't want to just become a Christian and stagnate. You want to be growing in your faith. So far, I've shared with you 9 reasons why I preach the Bible, and all are powerful, life-changing reasons. But my number one reason for preaching the Bible is I preach the Bible because I'm commanded to. I'm commanded to as a pastor. Jesus said, feed my sheep. That's the job of a shepherd, a pastor. Now, Paul wrote a letter to a young pastor named Timothy. 2 Timothy 4:1, here's what he says. He says, I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, preach the word. He didn't say, do nice dramas. Entertain the flock. That's not what he said. He says, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season to reprove, rebuke, and exhort with great patience and instruction. So my job is to preach the word, which includes reproving, correcting, rebuking, exhorting, encouraging, instructing. That's my job description as a pastor. That's what God has called me to do and other pastors to do. We should all be preaching the word. And this is what I promise to do. I promise you that if you come to this church, which I think most of you are regular attenders, I promise you, you'll be fed God's word. Whether it's through a book of the Bible, like our last book was Philippians, or something in the Old Testament, it will be from the Bible. It's not going to be 12-step programs. Not going to be man's ideas. It's going to be God's word each and every Sunday that you come. Amen? Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for giving us your word, this foundation on which we can build our life. Lord, we commit to read it, study it, and preach it, because your word changes lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.